police in Northern Ireland have said a booby-trap bomb left outside the home of a PSNI officer in County Derry could have killed the officer and her three-year-old daughter. An explosive device was attached to a container of flammable liquid and placed beside her car. Mark Lindsay is the chair of the Police Federation for Northern Ireland. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning.
Now, the police officer discovered this device herself, but the PSNI said it was left directly beside where the three-year-old child sits in the car and was designed to create a fireball which would have engulfed the vehicle and anybody near it. This is a very worrying development for PSNI officers.
It is indeed. I think I don't think anybody's surprised at the lengths some of these terrorist groupings will go to murder police officers. I think what is shocking in this case is the fact that a toddler could have been engulfed as the police officer they murdered. And I think that's totally right. I have to say that the people who perpetrated this will have any shame or would have had any shame should we have had a double murder.
Mark, we're having some problems with the quality of your line. We'll press on for a moment and hope that it improves. What can you tell us about the nature of this device? Because it's not the kind of an undercar booby trap that was normally used. Is there a suggestion here that these are young recruits with no experience of making such devices?
Well, we've found over history that terrorist groupings here, they do tend to move into improvised devices of all different sorts. So depending on who's available with whatever skills, they will improvise. I think this is the sort of device we may have seen coming from the Middle East, more towards ISIS-type devices. So all these groups interlink with each other. They all share experience, and this is probably just another attempt at setting up a device which can kill.
You're writing in the Belfast Telegraph this morning and you're appealing to those who know and stay silent to break the silence and come forward. You say terrorists are preying on these people.
Well, they are. You know, society, both, and the whole island has moved on since the days whenever, murder and mayhem were fairly commonplace. You know, the people in these areas, they know. People in the areas know who's planned this. They know where some of the stuff came from that made it up. So as opposed to being dragged back, for nothing is actually being achieved through any sort of murder. They need to be scientific progressively, right?
And I'm afraid we've lost Mark Lindsay there. There was a worry over that line. That was Mark Lindsay, Chair of the Police Federation for Northern Ireland. It's